Off the Ball Breakfast.
Well, you say doing double training sessions. I'd say he's being forced to do double training sessions, and he's there as a shell of a person.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball Daily.
All right, huge news today that for the first time ever, we've got a regular season game in the NFL coming to Ireland. So the Steelers are going to be playing in Croke Park later this year. And to chat about this, I'm delighted to say that we've got Henry Hodgson, who's the general manager of NFL UK and Ireland, on the line, as well as Dan Rooney, who is director of business development and strategy with the Pittsburgh Steelers, with us as well. Dan, Henry, a very good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Good to see you. Thanks for having us on.
We're great. What a fantastic day.
Yeah, I can imagine this is something that you've been keeping under wraps for a little period of time. Although, Dan, when we saw the Pittsburgh Steelers having viewing parties in Croke Park, it was a little bit of a giveaway for the last couple of years, I must say.
Yeah, we've been saying for a number of years now we'd love to play a game over in Ireland, a regular season game being that, with the league creating this opportunity. So we could not be more excited as an organization to get this over the line.
Can you talk us through how something like this happens? Is it the NFL that comes to the Steelers? Is it the Steelers that go to the NFL, Dan? Who was the person who came up with the genesis of this idea?
It's really a league-led initiative to increase the number of international games. The Global Markets program they have in place allowed the Steelers to activate the island of Ireland a bit more the last few years. But we've followed the league's lead on this, and they see Dublin in Croke Park as a worthy venue and location to host a regular season game. And you know, we continued to throw our hand up, saying the Steelers want to be the first team to get over there to play a match of a regular season game. So just hats off to the league for helping lead the way here.
Henry, if we jump in, I think the one thing I would add is, you know, we wanted to play a game in Ireland, but it's been very clear from the outset that the Steelers were going to be our partner in this. The collaboration, you know, having been involved in games in London, in Mexico, in Germany, there's never been a stronger partnership with a team and with the league going into a market. And so really it was a no-brainer that we'd be doing this in partnership with the Steelers in Dublin. And it's just fantastic that we've got this over the line.
Yeah, you might expand on that a little bit, Henry. At which point in your involvement with the NFL UK and Ireland did you realise that Ireland could actually be a suitable location to actually host a game? Because obviously the UK and the NFL, like, they go hand in hand at this point. It's such a well-established part of the regular season at this stage. Now, at what stage do you start to think that actually Ireland can be a part in this too?
I really think, honestly, it was that the very first day that Dan and the Steelers came to Dublin and announced that they were going to be part of our global markets program and be investing in Ireland. I think knowing, as I said, that we had a partner in the Steelers that invested in the market, we'd already seen the passion of the fan base in Ireland. But I think once you brought those two things together, it was very clear that this was something we could do. And then being able to see and experience Croke Park as well, knowing that there was a venue that would be able to be the real kind of host stadium for a sporting event at the level that we wanted to pull off. Those three things coming together really, you know, made this viable.
Dan, you might expand on the Steelers and the connection with Ireland, certainly on a family level.
Yeah, from a family end, you know, the Rooney family immigrated from the island of Ireland back in the 1800s. You know, growing up around my father and my late grandfather, who was the U.S. ambassador to Ireland, you know, they instill in us a strong appreciation for the country our family comes from. My grandfather was a co-founder of the Ireland Funds, which still stands today, an institution that gives back to the island. So, you know, being able to marry our football franchise with the country we have so much love and respect for, really a dream come true to today. And we cannot wait to kick the ball off.
Yeah, and like, for a lot of people to be aware of this, but this is not just a tokenistic nod to Ireland or trying to play into any sort of sentimental aspect here. I'm sure that's a great bonus, but you guys are running businesses here. You have to be able to weigh up the commercial upshot of actually not having a home game in Pittsburgh for one of the weeks next season. So obviously you've looked into the market here, you've looked into what Croke Park and a game in Ireland might actually be able to bring, and you've obviously said to yourself, this makes business sense.
Yeah, I mean, the focus for the Steelers is always first growing the game of American football and growing our passionate fan base. We believe we have the best fans in sports and in the NFL. And, you know, with that comes partners within Ireland that notice that as well. So certainly a great opportunity for us to take our brand overseas to the great, community that is Ireland.
Can I ask then, when it comes to the growth of the NFL, as Dan has outlined there, Henry, when you've seen these games come to the UK in particular, and even to other parts of Europe, and you see games in Germany, have you been able to quantify the growth for the NFL and the growth of the sport of American football as a result of these games taking place on foreign shores?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, when going all the way back to 2007, when we started playing games in London, you said yourself just now that the NFL is sort of synonymous with the UK at this point as a result of doing that. And I think over that time period, the games themselves act as a catalyst for then other activities in the market. We've put a lot of focus, obviously, on those games and making sure that they are sold out, that they're well covered, that we're creating these incredible experiences on the field, but then also around the game. But what we're also doing is growing participation. We put an enormous amount of emphasis on flag football over the last few years to get young people active and playing the sport. We have an NFL Academy in the UK now, which is getting high school level players up and giving them the opportunity to play college football in the US and get a great education at the same time. We have an international player pathway program that started out of the UK that's intended to get athletes potentially from other sports or that already play American football the opportunity to play in the NFL. We have, you know, content, you know, really aimed at all age groups, all levels of knowledge. So while the games themselves, and, you know, speaking for Dublin and also the UK, are certainly the centerpiece, it's what we're probably most visible for. We want to be in market 365 days a year. We don't want it to feel like a sort of traveling circus that shows up, plays a game, and then goes away again. And that's absolutely our intention with Ireland. That's our commitment we're making to Ireland is to be there year round.
When are we going to find out the opponent?
So typically the schedule is released for the NFL in sort of early May time. So we would expect that the opponent and the date of the game will be announced around that time.
Okay, very good. Can you give us any clues as to who it might be?
I mean, the Steelers have 9 opponents this year, so we'll narrow it down to that.
we'll leave it at the list of 9 for now then. Just on the situation regarding Croke Park, obviously one of the sides of the stadium in Hill 16 is a terraced situation for most of its regular events, but that's going to become seated and the capacity is going to be at 76,000?
I believe that's approximately the amount. Certainly, we're still working with the stadium and with our operational team to determine exactly how that's going to work. And we'll continue to work with Croke Park, who've been, as I said, fantastic partners through this. And I would think, you know, we'll have that detail, obviously, as soon as the tickets go on sale.
When it comes to Pittsburgh and the connection between the Steelers franchise and Ireland, you've explained it quite well there, Dan. But when it comes to actually Croke Park, the Steelers were over here in 1997 for a preseason game against the Chicago Bears. So this has been a long-running connection. It's not just something that's been sparked up in recent years.
Yeah, we were over there in 97, as you pointed out, and I do remember how proud my grandfather was and my father was to bring the team over for a preseason game versus the Bears. So not our first trip to Croke, and we've hosted 2 watch parties over at Croke, as you mentioned earlier, both of which were sold out. So the fact that we're going to see black and gold in the stands again at such a historic venue is truly incredible.
What do you hope to see from the Irish fans and the attendance when you're here later on this year, Dan? Because while on one hand it's phenomenal to see when you go to any of the London games, all the different NFL jerseys in the stadium, I'm sure you guys want a hometown crowd and a Steelers crowd in the stadium on the day as well.
Certainly, we're expecting terrible towels throughout the stadium. We have a strong Irish fan base. You know, that's one of the reasons we're involved in this game, because of our strong Irish connection and the fan base that exists there. So we expect the Irish to come out in full force, and we know they love their sports, and the Steelers and American football are part of that mix.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be really, really interesting. And trying to actually expand that Steelers fan base in Ireland, I'm sure, is one of the next steps, Dan. How do you think you might be able to go about doing that?
You know, it's partially what we've already been doing, you know, bringing youth football camps to Ireland, across the island, teaching our game. We've brought several great Steelers over, Hall of Famers, guys that are held within high regard within our organization to teach the game. We plan to bring current players over between now and the game to continue to teach our game and really just build on, you know, our presence with the Irish. We have social handles devoted to our Irish fans, a podcast. So the Steelers' commitment to the Irish fans is prevalent on several levels.
Henry, when it comes to the growth of the NFL around the globe, you've illustrated already the work that's been done over the past couple of decades, really, to ensure that. We know that there's a game going to Australia in 2026. Obviously, we've seen the games take place in Mexico and in Brazil and all across Europe, as we've already mentioned. This seems to be the way the momentum is going at this point. I presume there'll be other destinations that the NFL broadly will look at in the coming years as well.
That's right. I mean, the commissioner has been very clear about the ambition for the NFL to be a truly global sports property. And with that comes exactly what you're seeing, that expansion to other markets. And so, you know, Ireland was part of that process that we've gone through to look at the potential markets that could support games. There are certainly a list of others that have been looked at the same time. And you're absolutely right. We'll look to expand into some of those in the future.
I'm sure it's a question you've been asked a couple of times this week. Well, there's two questions really regarding, is there ever going to be a franchise in the NFL that's based outside the United States? And second of all, is there ever a possibility of a Super Bowl going outside of the United States? What are your general thoughts on those two things, Henry?
I mean, as I said, I think probably for now the focus is on how do we play in more markets, and so that's really kind of the medium term goal. I would imagine that there may be a possibility in the future if we find that success that we think we'll have in those markets, that there could be a viable international franchise in the NFL, but I think that's a long way off. And I think then the Super Bowl question is really tied to that. The Super Bowls are typically or have always been held in cities with NFL teams. So I think it would require probably an international franchise to exist in order for a Super Bowl to be played internationally.
Dan, I have to ask, on a Super Bowl week, I presume anybody who's involved with any franchise in the NFL is thinking to themselves, how do we get back to this holy day in the American sports calendar? What way are you thinking regarding that? I presume there's conversations that intensify on the week of a Super Bowl at Pittsburgh.
Certainly, we're into our off-season mode now of preparing for the combine, preparing for the draft later on this spring. And, you know, the goal is always bringing a Lombardi Trophy back to Pittsburgh. So we're focused on that and wake up every morning with that in our minds.
Very good. Are you guys going to the game on Sunday?
We're here.
We'll be here.
Supporting the big game.
I was going to say, I thought you were about to say the name of a team franchise there at the end, Dan. You wouldn't commit to one of the two teams this weekend?
We're supporting the league and, you know, the great event that the Super Bowl is.
What about you, Henry? Go on, pick a side.
I'm not going to pick a side. I'm going to pick the hope for a great game.
Okay, very good. Henry Hodgson, who's general manager of NFL UK and Ireland, and Dan Rooney, who's director of business development and strategy at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Guys, congratulations on today's news, and thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Off the Ball Daily.